All right. Good morning, everyone. In the corporate workplace, many people don't enjoy icebreakers. When I'm the guy running training, though, I know it's important to break things up and get people talking, especially early in the morning. I enjoy it also as a way to get to know people. And I ask a little bit different questions that people aren't normally used to. Things kind of like, would you rather eat a yellow snow cone or an ice cream cone that has ants all over it? A far more appealing option that I ask after this is, if you had to eat one type of food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Many of you know I like to eat. I also like to cook. I'm talking burgers, pasta, pizza, but my wife, she loves tacos. There's so many different ways to make tacos, from your toppings to sauces and all kinds of different meats. You ever tried to eat a taco without it falling apart, though? You pick it up, you think you got it handled, and the moment you take that first bite, half of that taco is in your lap. The lettuce goes flying, the shell rips or cracks, and you're left trying to scoop everything back together, like your life depends on it. Here's the thing. Even when a taco falls apart, it's still amazing. Still worth enjoying. Still absolutely delicious. There's a lesson in that for us. Because, let's be honest, sometimes we fall apart too. Life gets messy. We sin. We fail. We carry guilt and shame from our past and think, God must be tired of me by now. But hear me out on this. Falling apart doesn't make you worthless. If anything, it reminds you how much you need grace and how good God is at putting broken pieces back together. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free. You might be falling apart, but you are free. There's a song I enjoy listening to called Jesus is Loving Barabbas from City Church. It paints a picture that gets me every time. The song talks about the moment where Jesus stands before Pilate and next to him stands Barabbas, a murderer, a rebel, a man who led an insurrection. Pilate looks out to the crowd and says, "Who do you want me to release? Jesus or Barabbas?" This story we know to be significant because it's found in all four of the Gospels. Now, this should be an easy call, right? One's the Son of God, healer, restorer, teacher of love. The other is a criminal. And the crowd shouts, "Barabbas. We want Barabbas." So the soldiers walk over, unlock Barabbas' chains, and he walks free, probably grinning, thinking, my people love me. But it wasn't the crowd that set him free. It was love. It was Jesus standing silent, knowing what the Father's will was. Let them have Barabbas, take me instead. And the line that hits the hardest in the song, Jesus knew the Father would have to treat him like Barabbas, so he could treat Barabbas like Jesus. That's grace. And it's not just Barabbas' story, it's ours. When I picture that scene, I realize I'm Barabbas. You're Barabbas. Every one of us has stood there, guilty and chained, while Jesus took our place. Romans 8:5 says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us to clean up. He didn't wait for us to prove ourselves. He said, I'll take their place. I'll pay their price. So if he already paid it, why do we keep trying to earn it? Now here's where a lot of us get stuck. We say we're forgiven, but we still speak like we're chained. Matthew 12:37 says, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. When God had Adam name the animals, it wasn't because he was tired of doing the work. He was teaching Adam something, that there's power in your tongue. So what are you naming in your life right now? Are you saying, I'm a sinner, I'm broken, I'm anxious, I'm lost? Because when you speak those words, you give them power. But when you say, I have sinned, but Jesus washed it away. I may have fallen apart, but he's putting me back together. I'm forgiven. I'm loved. That's not pride. That's faith. And your heart and your mind will follow with what your mouth declares. When I was younger, some of you might remember I had health issues that caused me to pass out. It scared me, and probably scared a few of you. I didn't want to be in school when an episode occurred. I was worried about what could happen if I went down and the people walked over me. I was worried what could happen if I passed out when lifting weights and the weight dropped on me. It changed everything about my life. I was fearing what could happen. I started seeing myself as sick, and I believed that label. I lived in fear of it, and I froze. But one day I made the decision I wasn't going to speak of being sick anymore. I told myself, I am healed, I am healthy, I am whole. And over time, my body started listening to what my spirit was saying. My brain retrained itself to know that in this confidence, I can do anything I set my mind to. I traveled the world and did many things people say they would like to do, but would never attempt because they were worried about the ifs in life. I can only give glory to God for providing me with the light that led me forward and gave me so many opportunities. Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Perfected, past tense, forever, eternal. We need to stop listening to our own thoughts and start speaking God's truth. Because the more you trust God and the more you get into his word, the more your life will reflect his promises instead of your past. Now, maybe you've asked the question, is God tired of forgiving me? Is he tired of me falling apart over and over? Let me tell you something. God's mercy doesn't have an expiration date. Lamentations 33, 22, and 23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Every morning. Not some mornings, not just when you've had a good week, every morning. We will sin until the day we die. Because of that, God's mercy will be there until the day we die. Your repeated failures don't outpace his grace. They reveal how big his grace really is. But our issue isn't just what we do on the outside, it's what we believe on the inside. When we agree with our own thoughts instead of God's word, we stay trapped. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession isn't about guilt. It's about agreement. We're agreeing that God is right and that his forgiveness is enough. Imagine your salvation like a $100 bill. You can crumple it, fold it up, step on it, rip it, drop it in the mud, run it through the sewer. Does any of that change its value? No. It's still worth $100. You can be bruised, torn, covered in mistakes, but your value in God's eyes hasn't changed. You're not valuable because you're clean. You're valuable because he created you. And Christ sealed that value at the cross. So maybe today you feel like that taco, falling apart, a mess, trying to hold everything together. But let me remind you, tacos that fall apart are still amazing, and you are too. Have you ever received a taco from a street vendor or a restaurant and thought, man, why'd they give me so many tortillas? It's because that taco is expected to fall apart. And look, right there, all of a sudden, you have a taco shell catching all your droppings. Also, you can lift it up and enjoy another taco. Jesus is like those extra tortillas. You can't out-sin his grace. You can't out-fail his forgiveness. You can't outpace his mercy. He's there to pick you up when you fall short. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will carry it onto completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He's not done with you yet. You might feel broken. You're still loved. You might feel unworthy, but you're still chosen. You might feel like Barabbas, free but not understanding why. And Jesus is still saying, I took your place so you could walk free. And that brings us to this moment, this gospel invitation. Maybe you've never given your life to Christ. Maybe you've never been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Right now, Jesus is standing where he stood for Barabbas, saying, "Let me have it. Let me have your sin, your fear, your past. Let me wash it away." Romans 6:4, we were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. If you want that new life, if you want to join the family of God, to be washed clean and walk in freedom, the opportunity is open now. And maybe you've already joined his family in baptism, but somewhere along the way, you've fallen apart again. You've picked up guilt, fear, or shame, and you just need to lay it down. If you need prayers, encouragement, forgiveness, or just someone to walk with you, we invite you to come too. Whatever your need may be, whether it be baptized into Christ or to ask for prayers for this church, from this church family, please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.